What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Browns, still the Browns, but we got Mac Robinson on the board.
Yes.
We've got the Assassin's Apprentice, Anthony Allant on the behind the glassy knoll. We do have Meredith Kane in the 2020s. I feel that sums it up. JP, how you doing?
I'm good. It's funny, we were getting ready to make fun of Mac and his trip to Indy, and then you were asking me my weekend plans, and I'm like, golf, going out to dinner on Saturday. But Sunday, I have absolutely nothing, so I can't be making fun of anyone's plans. That is, since my weekend isn't like chock full.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. Mostly, and it's less about Mac going to Indy. I think it's more like this feels like a Jesse Eisenberg movie, this road trip to Indy between just Mac because, and Mitch, who are a bit of the odd couple, in that they're both odd.
Just because Eisenberg is probably the weirdest, in relation to how successful he is, one of the weirdest but most accomplished actors we have. Is that why the group is collectively just one Jesse Eisenberg?
No, because I was thinking of the movie that he did with Kieran Culkin, which is really good. But
it's a great movie.
I believe I've watched Jesse Eisenberg play this same character for 20 years.
Well, that's all he is. I mean, starting from The Social Network, he's just taken that character, which we're like, whoa, is that how Zuckerberg is?
Hey, put some respect on Zombieland.
Turns
right
out
here
that's
and
not
now,
really how Zuckerberg that's, is.
That's not how he plays in Zombieland. That's a career, both of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, he got me so choked up there. I was upset. I'm like, don't you come at Zombieland, because I'll come over this table.
Out of all the Jesse Eisenberg movies, you had to have known Zombieland is the one I had not seen. Is that that's the Woody Harrelson one, right?
Okay, that's a little derivative. Yeah, they've acted a few times together, but sure.
Are they like known to be the two of them together? Is that a thing?
I mean, they've acted in Zombieland together. Here's the bad thing. I just thought of this the other day. The Now You See Me movies, which are coming out with the third one. So they also act together in that.
Haven't seen those at all.
Now that is actually a different character for Jesse Eisenberg, but the neurotic,
are they also zombie based?
No, Now You See Me?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's a magic movie. I thought you'd like that.
Oh, you know what? I do remember when that came out.
I feel like you, of everybody at the station, you'd be the guy most likely, if it didn't work out here, to become a magician.
You only say that because I'm the only person that is impressed by our sales guy that is a magician, and I think he's really good.
I think you really just put yourself up on a pedestal for our guy, James.
Everyone else is like, James, he's just kind of like a magician.
No.
And then I'm the one that we went on sales call together, and we went over, and I was like, show me tricks, and he showed me tricks, and I was genuinely impressed.
You know, that's
and then I wanted him to do tricks in front of our meetings that we have before our meetings.
Yeah, you can say that to a multiple number of professions.
Yeah, and the tricks part.
Yeah, the tricks part.
No, just magic tricks. I like magic tricks, but
well,
I would never be a magician.
Magic in front of it.
Yeah, I would never be a magician.
There's a lady on the street earlier.
We know. What
I think
you're
a
going
fair
for.
Amount of our audience might be like,
yeah,
show us tricks.
Yeah, the ones that you claim every single day are basically accosting you on the streets.
Every single day, that's hurtful. It happened once, it was in front of the nine.
Oh, you talk about it every day. I wasn't sure.
Talk about it. I think people are talking about it, and I got to, you know, I can't let the narrative get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just responding to people talking about it.
Why would I be the magician?
You just have a magician vibe.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
I mean, you just have like a vibe of a guy who would be like, hey, Pick a card, any card.
You see, now that's not great relative to some of the things you guys have said about James and his magician and act.
What's that now? I have not said anything about James. You must be talking about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What have I said?
Hey, listen, I'm the one propping up that career. I think he does a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, show me your tricks, big boy. Now, Colin Cowherd pulled off a little trick here. He found a new angle on the Shador Sanders-Browns saga, and it's not about Shador, necessarily. It's not about Kevin Stefanski. It's not about Paul DePodesta. You got to think a little bit higher.
Cleveland's not going to win a lot of games. At some point, Haslam's going to come down and say, play Shador Sanders. He's the one that wanted Manziel. He's the one that did Deshaun Watson. He's the one that wanted Baker Mayfield. This is an ownership group that likes headlines at quarterbacks. My guess is Joe Flacco wins the starting job. After they start 0-4, 1-3, the owner's going to say, that's what I want. My guess is Shador starts October 12th against the Steelers. But if Flacco does beat Minnesota, I think he would also beat Pittsburgh. And then he'd lose the next two, bye week, let's go with the kid.
So that again, Colin Cowherd on the Herd. You are a part of the Shahive, as it's known, the Shapologist to some. Is that how you want Shador to get the job?
No, I don't think it's how you want Shador to get the job. The part that stinks is that if it goes down this way now, a lot of people are going to have that thought process that Shador didn't actually win the job, didn't actually beat Dylan Gabriel, and in fact came from up top.
I mean, I think that only matters if Shador stinks, right?
No, if he stinks, I think you're just going to wash it away.
Well, I think if he stinks, people will say, oh, this was clearly the Haslam part of things.
Right, well, and again, that'll absolve Stefanski of any sort of criticism, blame, or anything that would be attached to this.
So there are two things I don't like about this. One, his gross oversimplification about who wanted Deshaun Watson absolves Stefanski and Barry of responsibility, which I don't love. Two, this also plays into the idea that the only reason Shador is here is that Jimmy Haslam said, go up and get our guy. And I don't believe that. I don't believe
that.
Oh, you don't? No, I don't. I think that is...
They tried telling us that wasn't the truth, but I don't know that many people believe him in that.
Here's the thing. I understand the marketing implications. I don't think Shador's a Cleveland Brown if Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski doesn't believe in him. Or somebody else within that, whether it's DePodesta, whether it's Glenn Cook, Cat Hickman-Raish, like one of those five people had to pound the table for Shador. I don't think Jimmy is who he was 8 years ago. I'm not saying he's not problematic now. I'm not saying that he's not completely maybe curbing the Giannis reign in Milwaukee with some of the harebrained ownership decisions there. But, like, I don't think he's the guy that extended his reach far often in previous iterations of this thing.
Well, I mean, he did for Deshaun.
No. They brought it to him.
And he signed off on it.
And he approved it. And then he was the guy that said, well, let's not lose out because of guaranteed money.
And he is the one that fell on the sword a few months ago and the responsibility attached to all that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the point is that favored them anyways. Like the optics, people are going to blame Jimmy Haslam regardless.
Well, you see how a national media person then could say, well, that was, he's responsible for the quarterback for the previous 3 years. I get what you're saying in that you don't think he's as hands-on as he was. I think everyone here locally understands he's not as hands-on as he was. But if he's falling on the sword and taking the blame for the previous 3 years of who the quarterback is, then it's an easy through line to then suggest that he would be the person responsible for who the next quarterback is here as well.
I just think if Haslam's going to me, Haslam coming down off Mount Bratnall and saying, we candidly got to play Deshaun. That's a bad Haslam. I don't have a good Jimmy Haslam. I apologize to all the Haslams, J-Dub as well, Cletus, Jim Bob, all of them. Every Haslam out there. Even if you're not related to them, that's not a good Haslam. That's on me. I digress. To me, if Jimmy is dictating it, that describes desperation. I don't think you get desperate if you start 0-4 or 1-3. I don't think that's true desperation. I don't think, to me, desperation doesn't set in till after the bye with how this thing is set up. To me, desperation is you're 1-7. and all of a sudden you're starting to look at that stadium and less people are showing up, and you're
okay. But Coward got to 1-7. Coward said if you win
1-3 or 0-4.
No. And then you didn't hear the rest of the clip. The rest of the clip was if he goes to week 5 and then if Flacco performs well in London, then maybe he gets a couple more games, and then by the time you're entering week into week 9, which is the bye, then Jador gets the call from the top.
Okay, so I didn't know which one of the 72 hypotheticals in there I was going to go with, but now that we have them all covered.
Testy today.
Oh, you didn't hear that last part of 17 things Colin said. I'm not testy. I'm just a little testy.
You called me a magician.
No, that was nice.
That was not nice. That was an insult.
How is that an insult?
A magician?
You never thought
there's a cool magician over there.
The one, Doug Henning. That was a cool... No, he was kind of
come
a nerd.
On now. Come on
David
now.
Blaine.
You started the show on an insult.
David Blaine gets boy band ass. Are you telling me he's not cool?
Yeah, David Blaine. David Blaine... I think is cool.
I don't think
David Blaine is cool.
David Copperfield's
very problematic these days.
Yeah, he is, but back in the 90s.
A lot of uncool things happening with David Copperfield.
David Copperfield got some stuff in the 90s.
I got you sidetracked. Now that you heard the entire hypothetical.
No, the point is, I pointed out two very cool magicians, and all of a sudden you're running from
fire.
You think it's
a cool thing to be said that out of everyone at the station, you're the magician? You'd be the one that would be a great magician?
Yeah, because I feel like you have the most Blaine to you. I think you could be mysterious.
What a cover-up this is.
Okay,
what
that was a total cover-up. Cover in up. Fairness, that right there was a cover-up, but I didn't mean it as an end.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Salt.
I don't know how you can take it anything but an insult.
I was thinking about Copperfield and Blaine before he was problematic. And Blaine, when I was thinking about, magician ability, it's not going to be Ken.
All right. Well, I mean.
It's not going to be Lima.
I don't think it's going to be any of us.
It's not going to be Jeff or Andy.
The call is it's going to be nobody at the station. Because if you say it, then it's just going to be, I mean, come on.
All right. So will Haslam get in the way with Shador?
I think he will, ultimately. I'm not convinced entirely that Haslam didn't have a say in whether or not Shador was here or not here. And yeah, I could see how Collins' laid out plan actually makes sense.
I think it
would be bothersome to everyone in the front office. I think it'd be bothersome to everyone, but this is part of the deal with Haslam.
I think if you're going to do it, to me it signals you've already made up a decision on who will be here in the future and who won't. Like you don't mandate we're going to play Shador Sanders at any point in a lost season. If you haven't said like, hey, you're going to let me do this, but you'll be here next year, or hey, you're not going to be here next year, so it doesn't matter anyways.
Now, it does make you wonder if maybe Stefanski, kind of like they did in the draft, jumps the gun and decides to play Dylan Gabriel ahead of Shador Sanders before Haslam even gets a say in it.
I just think that we're going succession with this.
That's what it is.
Like, no, it's I don't think that's where we are now. I can understand if you think that's where we'll get. But, like, I think there's a lot of things that have to go wrong. Losing isn't enough just to mandate the Shador thing. It's how you lose, and it is if, let's say specifically, if Kevin loses the locker room. Like, if there's a sign of this guy, you're not going to be able to salvage him in that locker room So the Kevin decision of this doesn't really matter anymore. So he's basically fired without being fired. I'll deal with that in January. Then you go and play him. Like, I think that's how, like, I think a lot of things have to go wrong for Haslam specifically to come down and say it's time to play Shador.
And you got a real chance for a lot of those things to go wrong. Yesterday I said I thought they'd go 0-5 to start the season.
Yeah, and then said they were going to be 6 wins.
Well, we had to try to find 6 wins somewhere, but I can't find them in the first 5 weeks.
216-474-0092-1. Is it a compliment to say that somebody thinks you could be a magician, especially if they're your best good friend at the station? 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin.
Good cover-up.
On social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Will Jimmy Haslam get in the way with Shador? We've got quick hits coming up at 2:40. Chris Welsh, Reds analyst, will talk Gardo's Reds, the rivalry, or at least that's what baseball wants it to be, coming up at 3:40. Andy Biancone, FanDuel reporter and analyst. We'll talk the Preakness. Where is sovereignty? The horse, not actual sovereignty. Also, where's journalism? Both journalism and the actual horse named journalism. But Will Haslam... Will Haslam get in the way with Shador and the bar for success from one NFL legendary scout for Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.